Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. Indian equities ended weaker for a second straight session as the H-1B visa worries dragged technology stocks sharply lower. The Nifty IT index tumbled more than 3% with every constituent finishing in the red. Large cap tech names slipped between 2 and 3% while mid cap IT counters dropped as much as 5%. The broader market followed suit. The Sensex fell 466 points to 82,160 and the Nifty lost 125 points to settle at 25,202. Market breadth stayed negative with declines outpacing advances. The Nifty Bank shed 174 points to 55,285 and the mid-cap index was lower by 395 points at 58,700. Autos were mixed even as the GST cuts kicked in, leaving the auto index down nearly 0.5%. Adani Group shares extended Friday's strong rally, some of them gaining as much as 20%. KFintech slipped 5% on reports of a potential stake sale by General Atlantic, while pharma counters were under pressure with Cipla and Glenmark among the top losers. On the flows front, provisional data show foreign investors were net sellers to the tune of 2,910 crore rupees, while domestic institutions bought about 2,583 crore rupees. Despite the weakness, analysts describe the decline as a buy on dips opportunity. They see the support for the Nifty around the 25,000 mark and immediate resistance near 25,450. The GIFT Nifty, meanwhile, is hinting at a subdued start this morning. Looking at the global landscape, Asian equities are trading higher this morning, taking their cue from a tech-led rally on Wall Street after Nvidia announced a major partnership with OpenAI, news that's fueling investor optimism around artificial intelligence. Australia's ASX 200 and South Korea's KOSPI are edging up, while Japanese markets are shut on account of a public holiday. US futures are mixed after the S&P 500 logged a three-day winning streak and all three major US indices closed at a fresh record high overnight. Nvidia shares jumped nearly 4% after the chipmaker unveiled plans to invest a staggering $100 billion in OpenAI to build new data centers. In the bond market, US Treasury yields were little changed as traders await a key inflation gauge later this week to assess the impact of tariffs on the US economy. The yield on the 10-year note is holding near 4.14%. The dollar is slightly softer as investors look ahead to a series of speeches from Federal Reserve officials that could offer fresh clues on the rate outlook. Commodities are in focus as well. Gold surged to a fresh record high with spot prices touching $3,726 an ounce, supported by expectations of a more dovish Fed policy path. Oil, meanwhile, settled marginally lower as concerns about oversupply outweighed geopolitical tensions in Russia and the Middle East. Let's turn to the key stocks that are likely to move in trade today. Maruti Suzuki says it delivered close to 30,000 cars and received around 80,000 inquiries on the very first day of Navratri. Hyundai India also reported its best single-day performance in 5 years, delivering nearly 11,000 cars and signaling that festive demand should remain strong. Among other movers, JBM Auto's electric arm has tied up with Al Habtoon Motors to drive e-mobility in the UAE. Alkem Labs has launched Pertusa injection here in India for the treatment of breast cancer. JK Lakshmi Cement has commissioned an additional grinding unit of 1.35 million tons a year in Surat and completed debottlenecking at its JK Puram plant in Sirohi. Brigade Enterprises has signed a 1,200 crore rupee residential development project in Bengaluru. KEC International has bagged transmission and distribution orders worth 3,200 crore rupees. And Rail Vikas Nigam has emerged as the lowest bidder for a 145 crore project from Southern Railway. In the primary market, four main board IPOs open for subscription today. Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers' 745 crore rupee issue, Jaro Institute's 450 crore offer, Solar World Energy Solutions at 490 crore and Sesha Sai Tech with an 813 crore issue. Meanwhile, Euro Pratik Sales lists on the bourses after drawing bids for nearly 1.5 times the shares on offer. Before we wrap, a few more cues to keep on your radar. The Prime Minister's office meets today to discuss regulatory reforms aimed at nurturing large domestic audit and consultancy firms capable of challenging the global Big Four, EY, Deloitte, KPMG and PwC. And finally, attention all shopaholics. It's sales season, the Amazon Great Indian Festival and Flipkart Big Billion Days kick off today. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.